Welcome to the Lenten podcast series brought to you by epostle.net. We're so glad you've decided to take this 40-day journey with us. This season, we'll be focusing on the Bazarak. Each podcast will delve into a particular aspect of the divine liturgy. As a listener, you can use these daily messages to meditate on the spiritual significance of the liturgy throughout the week. We hope each podcast provides you with the spiritual nourishment for the soul during your travel through the Lenten season. This podcast is part of the expanding vision of the In His Shoes mission.
This song, Marmin Derunagan, is a proclamation by all those assembled in both the physical as well as in the spiritual body of the Church that the offering of the Eucharist is about to take place. The deacon calls for everyone to sing Katsrutyam Yerkes Hokevor, spiritual songs with a sweet voice. The proper form for the congregant at this point is to kneel. Kneeling is a gesture of humility. It acknowledges quietly, but most demonstratively, your respect and reverence for what is happening. The deacon approaches the gifts, the bread placed on top of the chalice containing the wine. It has been resting at the side altar, and now it will journey. It will travel, it will make a trip around the altar. This is the bread and wine, which will be transformed into the body and blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. The deacon senses and then lifts the gifts. Silently he recites the Psalms as the journey around the altar takes place. Meanwhile, the priest is offering an inaudible prayer of his own. In this prayer, he acknowledges his unworthiness to approach the gifts. He prays, "None of us who are bound by carnal passions, desires, is worthy to approach your table or to minister to your royal glory. For to serve you is great and fearful, even to the angels. Yet through your immeasurable goodness, you became man. And you appeared to us as a high priest and as the Lord of all. You committed unto us the ministry of this priesthood and this bloodless sacrifice. I ask you, look upon me, your sinful and unprofitable servant, and cleanse my soul and my mind from all the defilements of the evil one. And by the power of your Holy Spirit, enable me to stand before your holy table, to consecrate your spotless body and your precious blood." As you can imagine, the priest is torn spiritually at this point, in finding his humanity juxtaposed next to the divine revelation and mystery. He continues, "Bowing down my neck to you, I ask you not to turn your face from me, nor to reject me, your servant, but to make me worthy to offer these gifts unto you. Because you yourself are offering these gifts, and you yourself are offered, receive and give, O Christ our God." This is one of the most solemn and intense moments for the priest, who realizes that he is so engulfed in sin, and yet God, in his infinite love as our Creator, has chosen us, with all of our frailties, to minister this sacrament. The meditation today is taken from the song that is sung at this point, Reshtagayin, which means of the angels. It is really about our frailty in approaching this ministry. It acknowledges that although thousands and thousands of angels stand before God and myriads of angels minister to God, He is pleased to accept from us this praise. As you stand at the Holy Divine Liturgy, do so in awe and marvel that the Creator has given us, His creation, this opportunity to participate in the love and joy of the day. This is Father Voskin inviting you to join me again tomorrow as we continue on the Lenten journey into the Divine Liturgy.
Thank you for joining us for the Lenten Journey series. We hope you've been blessed by this podcast. These podcasts and all of our work is made possible through your generosity. Please keep us in your prayers, be mindful of the needs of this ministry, and donate generously. Also, please take a moment to tell your friends and loved ones about epostle.net by sending them a link to our website. That's Apostolic Evangelism for an Expanding and Electronic Universe. For Father Voskin and the Epostle crew, this is Susie inviting you to join us again next time as we continue our series on the Divine Liturgy.